Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. And I encourage you to go there and check them out because you'll find a lot of stuff there that will help you, and it's all free. Nothing, no barrier to entry at all. If you can get there and show up, we'll let you hang out with us and use our stuff. Come on inside, and the water's fine, so to speak. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the other things we do here. And then askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest and our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer, the author of so many books on home office and entrepreneuring and micropreneuring and all that, all of which you can find at his website, which we'll even tell us about in a minute. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Great to be here with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. What's the news? What's the news in the world of micropreneuring? How is the micropreneuring movement going in a challenging economy?
You know what? It's interesting that you should. Interesting you should ask that, Jim.
That's what I do.
That's what he does. He asks the interesting questions. What we have going on is, I see, it's if we didn't, for some of us, if we weren't told, it's, you know, the economy's on the slide, or the economy's having a hard time, or having some hiccups, certain categories wouldn't know about it. I know a number of people who work in the marketing field, very niche marketing, you know, whether they're in web design or in certain categories that are
now,
doing
now
rather
niche,
well.
Niche, is that like a niche?
That's like a niche, yeah.
Okay, it's just like a variation of a niche.
Exactly. A sophisticated folk.
Upper crust niche, right?
Exactly. Yes, I'm part of the New York intelligentsia. It's a niche to us. The rest of y'all can call it a niche. But you wouldn't know it if you weren't told it. And sometimes I think that in certain areas of business, it almost becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, as a journalist, I speak to a number of people. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who runs an import-export business out of Central Florida. And what he provides is interesting. He provides hardware to cable companies, and he provides traffic signal infrastructure for, like, you know, cities and especially schools for their school zones and the like. And he said, you know, certain areas are bumping up, certain areas are slowing down. So there's always, for example, in many areas where there's a booming population growth, regardless of economy, populations grow and schools have to be built. So he's always putting that stuff in. Cable may be sliding a bit because new home installations, you know, new home builds are down. But he's like, you feel it in certain areas, you don't feel it in others. And I think that we see it across the board. There's sort of a mix of activity going on. While people are concerned, I don't think there's a I've seen some of the SBA and some of the research out there that says that there's a pessimism, but I don't think that people are crying quite yet. They're wondering and hopeful, but I think they're realistic, but they see that what's going on.
I covered a survey this week by my friend Chuck Martin about this, and I'm trying to remember exactly how he said it, but they were interviewing small business owners, and they said, what do you think about the overall economy? And the majority of them were not positive about it.
Right.
And then they said, what do you think about your business? And two-thirds, I should say, were very positive about their business, which is exactly, Jeff, what I've been saying for 2 months is that, guys, stop watching the talking heads on television and start talking to your customers.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's what you said. And you know, focus on what's going on around you. One of the best, very simplistic pieces of advice that I got from one of my mentors one time. He said, check your position. That's it. That's the wisdom, folks. And what he was talking about is look around you. What's happening around you? And make your decisions based on that, not on what you hear other people talking about.
Right. You know,
now,
it's
you can
easy.
You can listen to those people and you can get information from them, but don't be influenced by them, especially the talking heads.
Right. It's so easy to get caught up in that, and it's so easy to find yourself, thinking, it becomes, as I said before, that self-fulfilling prophecy. Wow,
yep.
Everyone says it's bad out there. It must be bad out there. Man, it's bad out there.
It's
man,
called,
look, my numbers
that,
are down.
There's another word for that, Jeff. I don't know if you've heard me say it before, but I learned this from Holman Jenkins from an article he wrote in the Wall Street Journal. He called it availability cascade.
Availability cascade. Never
yes, isn't that a great term? He said availability cascade.
If I knew what it meant, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. He said availability cascade is when you hear something so much in the media that you think it becomes real to you, and
right.
You start making decisions based on that, even though all you did was hear it. But if you hear it so much, it becomes part of the. You know, it becomes generally accepted, like a maxim, you know, as a generally accepted truth, when it may not be.
Right. It's sad that we find ourselves in that situation where we tend to follow what the conventional wisdom is. And in fact, let's stop the talk about how to do that and maybe look at how not to do that and just to keep your eye on the ball. I mean, for example, my business... As a writer, I find myself doing, as a writer, I do two things. I do journalism and I do corporate copywriting. And I have gone out and started fishing more. And I don't mean on the Atlantic. I've been out there fishing for new business and just keeping my feelers out, networking with people, not because I hear things about the economy or whatnot, just because it's smart business. And I've had, I don't even want to say that it's been a good quarter so far. And that has been because I've stuck to the fundamentals of my business. I've delivered a good product. I've kept customers happy. I've done what I would like to think is some smart marketing to keep myself in front of those who can be customers down the road, and it's paid off. I didn't do it because the economy was wishy-washy or because the pundits were saying look out or because Chicken Little said the sky was falling. I did it because it's smart business. In times of bad or good, smart business remains smart business, and I think that whether you're running a home-based business of myself with one paid employee, or whether you're running a business with dozens or scores or hundreds of employees, smart business remains the same no matter what you're doing. And I wouldn't focus on how to react as much as how to be proactive in these markets.
Well said, Jeff. And when we come back, I want to talk about something that I worry that might be happening out there to you, small business owners, based on all this availability cascade. And we'll talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. It's 20 after. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And you have got some cool things cooking on the stovetop right now that we're going to tell people about in a couple of weeks or so, right?
We have some very cool stuff, and what it really boils down to is... Seizing opportunity where you may not be thinking and looking, and I think that's what marketing, really savvy marketing, is all about. And I've done some writing lately on how where ideas come from. I was interviewed by a magazine. They said, you work from home, you work alone, you're in your home office. There's no one home all day aside from yourself and your dog. Where do you get your creativity
from? Dog, of course.
Dog. We have a heart to heart. I got a smart dog. That's where I wouldn't want some dumb dog. He's got great ideas. But it comes from just opening your eyes and looking around you. And
yeah.
I read the newspaper, and I'm not a news hound in that respect. But I watch the news.
Well, you're not like me. You have a life, Jeff.
I have a life.
I'm a news junkie. I don't have a life, and so.
Well, I think that we both. can tap into, and you don't even have to watch the news at all to find ideas for whether it's marketing, for outreach, for opportunities. You're driving down the road, you see a sign at a hall, you know, like if a banquet hall or where you see someone's giving a presentation.
What you're saying is, Jeff, pay attention.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. That is so important. And I know people say, well, yeah, but you know what, folks? A lot of times we don't. Pay
right.
attention. Look at what's going on around you. You know, step outside of your own little world a little bit and pay attention. But Jeff, one of the things I pointed out as we went to the break that I wanted to talk about, what I fear is that people will not seek an opportunity, will not go after an opportunity, because they'll go ahead and answer the question for the prospect. Okay, I really need more business. What about that company? No, you know what? I bet their business is off. I bet they're not even spending any money. Blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
And what you've done is you've answered the question for the prospect. You have taken away their ability to answer your question. And let me tell you something, folks. That's not your job.
Right.
Your job is to ask the question. It's not to answer the question.
Right.
And I'll remind you, folks, of something that Jeff, you've heard me say this before, something I learned many decades ago. The worst thing that could happen if you ask for the business or if you call on people, the worst thing that could happen is that you'll be right back outside where you are right now. So you got nothing to lose. But,
right.
but you see what I mean, Jeff? I mean, and listen, it's human nature. I've done this to myself.
Right.
I've actually delayed going to call on somebody because over the years and different times because I said, oh, you know what? I know a little bit about those guys. They're having a tough time.
Right.
And I finally would say, big dummy, go do it. And I'd go call on them, and they say, oh, yeah, we have $2 million here. Would you like it?
Right, right. If you, it's exactly that where people, and we do it in subtle ways that even today, I'm sure there's times that, you know, I know you're very aggressive in the outreach and you have some great clients and sponsors that you work with, but there are times that we all just,
every
like they say
us.
In sales, one more sales call. Just make that one more call where we might just say, no, I'm going to call Bob tomorrow. I don't say, you know, I'm going to call ABC Widget Company tomorrow. Let's not say you're on a first name basis with them yet. I'm not going to deal with it now. It's just a matter of, in life, just one more call.
And you know, one other thing, Jeff, to remember, even people who are having a tough time right now need solutions.
Right.
They need help.
Right.
And so if you can say to you, one way to get up off your backside and go out and do this is say, you know what? I may be able to help these people. They may be happy to see me coming.
Right, right. And I think what the key message is that you just said there is the solutions. Quite often when we're looking to do work for a client, we're thinking about, okay, what can I get out of this? Okay, I'm going to this client. I'm going to bill them this. I'm going to bill them that. I'm going to make this. I'm going to make that. You already spent the check before you've even walked in the front door. And I think what's really important is you think about exactly what you said. What is the solution you're going to bring them? Be their partner. You're not there to be a vendor. You're there to be a partner. And you will make friends and clients for life if you look at it that way, and if you approach them as they are, you are going to be a partner with them in their business. Their success is your success. Their failure is in part your failure. Is, you know, how can you help them take it all to the next level? And I think that's really key to keep in mind that, you know, quite often in marketing and downtimes, okay, I got to generate some income. I need to find new partners. New people I can work with to make business better for them, which in turn will make business better for me. It's really important to look at it as a partnership.
You know, another thing, Jeffrey, that I've seen in my long career are the times when things are slow. Many times are times when other people don't call on these guys, and you're like the only one who's called on them in a month.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing how that happens.
Right.
Things slow down and salespeople stop calling. Well, you know what? People, as I said, people still need some things.
Right.
And they still need solutions, and you got to be their solution provider. Jeffrey, we need that website one more time, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And the books are? You want to give them to us again?
Books are there. We have teleworking and telecommuting, home office know-how. We have a number of them that we're repurposing, putting back together. We'll have on the site lickety-split.
Well, you're going to Jacksonville, right?
Going to Jacksonville next week to speak at the Jacksonville Home and Patio Show at
right.
the Convention Center, and then
so
be in Orlando the week after.
check it out. When you see that billboard, go there and go walk up and say, "Hi, Jeff. I heard you on Jim Blasting Game Show." Thanks, Jeff. See you next time. I'll talk to you later. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.